So welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with the Honorary Consul General of Albania, Mr. Gents Tirana. I'd like to begin by thanking you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today.
It's my pleasure having me here.
I'd like to begin by asking you a question pertaining to your background. So in terms of being an Honorary Consul General of Albania, can you explain to our listeners a bit about the work that you do?
Yeah, this is somehow related to what I have done previously before coming here, because I came at 2001, which is some years ago, right? And then before that time, I've been working for almost 15, 20 years back home in Albania as a journalist. This was my main occupation. So I was working in the print, in the printed media, usually, you know, newspapers and magazines. So I started, you know, as a young journalist, probably at that crucial moment that, you know, the systems were about to change in Eastern Europe. So I was like 3 or 4 years old journalist at that time when, you know, the Berlin Wall fell down. And then all these changes have been reflected in Albania as well. So I embraced, since the beginning, these changes. I became at that time the first opposition journalist. And then I took part of the main opposition newspaper called Democratic Revival at that time. So I was, you know, the first, you know, journalist who, you know, pronounced the difficulties that this country was having in 50 years under the communist regime. I explained all this economic and then financial crisis, you know, happening during this totalitarian, you know, way of directing the country. So at that time, you know, my job was very appreciated from, you know, readers, and then I had a lot of success on writing stories and writing analysis about politics and economy.
So in terms of the work that you conducted as a professional journalist for over 20 years, what would you say were some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with being a professional journalist?
Yes, in that particular time, you know, our job as a journalist was very tough, you know, because we were working on an environment that the system was about to change. So we were flowing from the controlled media to a free press. So in that perspective, so probably the more rewarding thing was that, you know, I was a pioneer. I was one of the beginners, you know, of this area. And then I tried to tell the others that, you know, the way that the journalism, you know, should continue in Albania is only telling the truth and not like, you know, covering all the, you know, all the facts that the system, you know, was trying to do for 40, 50 years. So this was rewarding because, you know, right away, you know, the number of readers grew up, and then I was one of the most prominent, you know, journalists at that time. So this helped me, you know, to grow as a journalist, as a professional, and then following my stream of journalism in a proper way.
And now, what did it feel like to be one of the most prominent and one of the most successful journalists of all time?
Yeah, you know, I probably cannot say that because we worked as a team. You know, we were a lot of journalists at that time in founding the first opposition newspaper. And then, as I explained, you know, there were a time that a lot of challenges occurred, you know, because, the mentality is not that in the position of supporting this kind of journalism. So we had a lot of problems with the governments at that time. And then the way that we grew up, it was a way that it was meant for us as a young journalist. But in the meantime, we become more professional and more aware about this, our importance, our job importance, because this mission should have been carried out by us at that time.
I want to say that in terms of the work that journalists do, oftentimes they have a lot of power and force in conveying a message as a result of releasing various publications. So in terms of your journalism and your journalistic work, what would you say were any additional obstacles that you faced aside from the period of time?
Yeah, the idea of, you know, pursuing that profession led me and some of my colleagues at that time to work as a multitask media worker. So I didn't work only as a journalist at that period of time because I saw that it was not enough, you know, to pursue our profession and then the free speech. So right away, I understood that I had to be involved in advocating the freedom of expression. So right away, I became, you know, one of the founders of the main professional association of journalists in Albania that right away, you know, became member of International Federation of Journalists. So not only working as a journalist, but working as an advocate of the freedom of expression and then protecting other journalists where they're coming along with us, working and fighting, you know, for free speech. So it gave me the chance, you know, to grow up as a media worker and then participating in different fields of media in order to cover so everything.
Certainly. And now with all of your experience and your expertise, for all of our listeners today, can you discuss the significance and the impact of the relationship between Albania and Canada and how that would compare to the relationship between Albania and the United States of America?
Mm-hmm. Now, working with the international media bodies at that time gave me the chance to be in touch with the world, you know, because we had no experience how the freedom of expression should be carried along in this process. So this is why I have been in touch with many Western countries, including Canada, United States at that time. So it was a period of time that we were facing other crises in 97 that we decided to move here. So in 2001, I came here, and then I was able, you know, to see closely the relation between Albania and North American countries like Canada. So I would say that I was very interested to promote that Albanians coming here are, you know, very well educated, and then these countries might have a way in common, you know, to collaborate. So this is why I was chosen as an honorary consul of Albania in Toronto, because in Toronto we don't have coverage. We don't have a consulate, so this is why they choose me as a person who were dealing with international bodies, you know, international organizations, and then I were able to convey, you know, the messages from our country to here and vice versa.
Certainly, and now with the work that you do as a diplomat, for all of the listeners and young professionals out there who perhaps are considering a career in the field of diplomacy, what is the best advice that you can provide to someone who's young and is considering that option?
Yeah, first of all, I would say that the young diplomats, you know, first of all, it needs to have a lot of knowledge about the countries they are representing. Not only that, but the country that they are accredited to. So it is a very delicate work, because in that perspective, you have to have a lot of knowledge in order to convey a message from a country to another, or if you are able to promote something that the country needs to promote in the other one. So practically, I'm representing Albania here, but I know very deeply, you know, for that country politically, economically, and historically. And then living here in the meantime, so I'm aware about more than the other diplomats, for example, that are coming from the country, because I'm living here, I know Canada, and then I'm like a middleman that I could facilitate this process in both ways.
Certainly, and I want to mention that on Tuesday, July the 12th, the NATO Association of Canada and the Canada-Albania Business Council co-hosted an event at Hart House promoting tourism in Albania. Two of our program editors, Lira and Andy, worked on this event. Can you tell our audience more about the significance and the impact of all of the tourism opportunities available in Albania?
Let me take the advantage and then appreciate the job that you are doing here. And then not only the people that you are mentioning, but even Robert Baines and the other colleagues that are, you know, putting a lot of efforts, you know, to improve the relationship between Albania and Canada. So this business consultant has helped a lot promoting Albania in Canada and vice versa. So the fact that Canada is the biggest investor, Western investor in Albania, speaks for itself, right? For the job that it's done here, and then for the job that is still, you know, in process. And you mentioned the last meeting we had about promoting the tourism in Albania. This is something very important because Albania, it is a tourist country, but it is not very well known in the Western world. And this is why, you know, this kind of meetings and this kind of projects are helping this process and are helping both investors, Western investor or Canadian investors, to go to a place, a country that has prosperity and is very known for the nature and being close to the Mediterranean and then for the nice, you know, landscapes and beaches and so on. So it is a chance for all of us. The question is that someone has to carry this message forward, and then this is why I appreciate the work of the Business Council is doing.
I want to mention that here at the NATO Association of Canada, we have a team of dedicated individuals. Our corporate development officer, Robert Baines, our president, Julie Lindhout, our team of program editors, our team of research analysts, junior research fellows, and those who are contributors all work together to, you know, promote events. We work on various roundtables, conferences, and events that we put on throughout the year. And I want to mention that I really enjoyed the event that was co-hosted with the Albania Business Council because it provided an opportunity for everyone to engage and for everyone who attended. Each person was given a chance to ask questions pertaining to all of the options that are available. I would love to go to Albania one day. I believe that it's a beautiful country. There's so much to see and so much to do. So the fact that the NATO Association of Canada worked closely with the Canada-Albania Business Council to put on this event resulted in a huge success. You know, the participants were given an opportunity to engage. All of the program editors here at the NATO Association of Canada were provided with a chance to learn more about the opportunities available in Albania in terms of tourism. And the team of individuals that we have who worked closely with Robert Baines on the project, Lira and Andy, had a wealth of knowledge about Albania and about tourism in Albania. So I certainly look forward to more events that are put on by the NATO Association of Canada in partnership with the Canada-Albania Business Council. And I look forward to becoming more educated about all of the opportunities available in Albania. So Mr. Tirana, with that being said, I do want to take this opportunity to, again, thank you immensely for your time and for coming to the NATO Association of Canada to do this interview with me. And I want to ask you a question pertaining to any final words that you would like to leave for listeners today.
Thank you very much for your kind words, and then you are more than welcome, you know, to come to Albania and to visit. And then I would say at the very end that, you know, the job done here, the job that you are doing here, it's very appreciated because you are involving, as you mentioned, people with Albanian background who more than those, you know their reality in there, and then who more than those could, you know, bring the right messages in these organizations. So as you mentioned, you know, your executive director, you know, has visited Albania, and then he is following everything closely by hiring and then collaborating with people that has that background helps a lot. So thank you very much and appreciate everything that you are doing here.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.